I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the case for objectivity in soccer reporting. Ha! But first, tomorrow the Phoenix International Raceway will host NASCAR's Cobalt Tools 500, the next-to-last race of the season. Joining me now to discuss the three-driver photo finish for the Sprint Cup is Sports Illustrated's Brant James. Brant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Very well, and you're very welcome. Denny Hamlin won two of the last three races, including the AAA Texas 500 last weekend, to take the lead in the chase. Hamlin was NASCAR's 2006 Sprint Cup Rookie of the Year. How dominant has he been this season?
He has been very good. I mean, he has overcome a lot of obstacles. One of the first and major obstacles was the expectation that he would be the man that would challenge Jimmy Johnson. Carl Edwards had that last year. The previous season, he'd won nine races, won the last race of the year, and he was instantly anointed the challenger. He was going to be the man to either bring down Jimmy Johnson or be his top threat. Had a total disaster season last year, didn't win a race, got nowhere close. So Denny, you know, inherited that mantle this year, embraced it. You have to. What else are you going to do? You can't run from it. He also blew out his knee playing pickup basketball in the middle of the year, which may not sound like a big deal for someone who, you know, sits on their butt and drives a car for a living, but as someone who's had that surgery, and I sit on my butt a lot, it still hurts. It's an aggravation and shifting and driving that car. But, you know, handled it well. Came into the chase as the top seed with the most wins and sort of plotted out which races were going to be where he would make his stand because of past performance. And he's pretty much followed his script at this point to put him where he is.
Jimmy Johnson has six wins this season and trails Hamlin by 33 points. And Kevin Harvick is 59 back of the leader. What will Johnson and Harvick need to do in order to pass Hamlin in the final 2 weeks?
I think Jimmy Johnson just has to be himself. He's tremendous at Phoenix. He's won four of the last six there. I mean, he's always very good there. It's always been the spot where Jimmy completely demoralizes the rest of the field and turns the final race of the season at Homestead into basically a series of victory laps. I expect him to be very strong there. Kevin Harvick has won twice at Phoenix, but he hasn't done it for 4 years. But, you know, this guy, he's a street fighter type. You know, for the last several weeks, he's had cars that have been run into. He's run into other things. He screamed at his crew chief over the radio about pit calls. He's been complaining, and then he always ends up in the top five. He's right where he needs to be.
Denny Hamlin's win at the Texas Motor Speedway last weekend was somewhat overshadowed by a brawl between Jeff Gordon and Jeff Burton after a disagreement about position. The two drivers ended up on the wall. Later, Burton said, and I'm quoting now, "I knew he wasn't coming over to shake my hand." Tell us what happened and who was really at fault.
Well, Jeff Burton, he took the blame for it. It was a bizarre situation under caution. It's strange. I mean, this, you know, you apply this to geopolitics. This was Sweden and Switzerland going at it. You know, Jeff Burton, just one of the real pros, the veteran, the sage of the garage. The media runs this guy whenever there's a big issue. He's reasoned. And Jeff Gordon, not really a brawler. You know, he's a guy out there trying to win races, and he often squawks on the radio and lets his feelings be known. But he's not a guy that gets into fights. So seeing these two go at it, it's not really a fight, sort of a, you know, an aggressive hug that lasted for a couple of seconds. But it may be a little bit of a rumba, but it didn't last very long. And, you know, the emotions were played out in front of a cheering set of grandstands and a national television audience with its, you know, mouth agape. And then it was mostly over. There was some jawing by Gordon blowing off steam afterwards. But it was amazing to see. It's certainly another sublime moment in a very strange week last week.
Well, the hug or the rumba or whatever you want to call it was not the only wild happening at last week's race. There was the case of the pit crew swap, but also a $25,000 bird that flew into Kyle Busch's cockpit. Have I got that latter story right?
Yes, absolutely. Someone cleverly said they were surprised that the fine wasn't reduced to single digits. Get it? That wasn't mine. But, Kyle Busch showed his his lack of regard for a NASCAR official and the lack of regard for a speeding penalty that had been levied against him, and he stuck his middle finger out the window for all to see, including that that camera 2 feet away from him in the car, and that image was broadcast all over the world and all over those NASCAR monitors. You know, the new sort of have at it boys edict that they've allowed the drivers to sort of play out and have, you know, altercations such as Burton and Gordon with nothing else. No, there were no punishments against them, but NASCAR does not put up with insubordination, and the middle finger toward an official on pit road was clearly within that realm, and he got slammed for it.
Brent, I can't wave the checkered flag on this interview, so to speak, until I put you on the spot. Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson, or Kevin Harvick? It's a tight race. Who wins the Cup?
I said it in January, and I'll stay with it, not because I'm just being stubborn, but I think Jimmy Johnson's going to win another one. He's been there. He's done that. He has four under his belt. I don't think that means he would want a fifth any less. He knows what it takes, and I think he's sufficiently motivated with the events of last week, and I think he's going to do it.
Brant James covers NASCAR for Sports Illustrated. Brant, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. It's always fun.
Rotated tires, balance line, high stock pain, money getting by. She looks like she's flying when she's sitting at a stop. Your grocery getting garbage. There's nothing next to mine. This ain't no Sunday drive.